Please be seated. I don't know if you've ever been completely stuck for words. You know that moment when you might have something to say, but the situation that you're in is too big for the words that you might say. You know, just what can you say kind of moment. The moment when somebody gets really bad news. You can be with them when that happens, and it's hard to know what you say in that moment to somebody who receives bad news. The struggles of life are often hard to speak into, and we all face moments that are not easy to work out, less for any of us to speak into other people's lives like that. Romans chapter 8 is a gift from God for challenging moments. If we're to be people who are learning to trust God in the middle of our own challenges, then these would be good verses to take on board. Romans 8 begins with that promise, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That was verse 1, not read today, but right at the beginning of these verses. And then at the end, you've got those verses that we would know well. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord, verse 39. So Paul is here in his very honest way, telling us that following Jesus isn't easy. Life often isn't easy. But the closer we get to God, the more that we might hold on in the more difficult moments. Romans 8, verses 26 to 39. Paul gives us what I'm going to suggest are three reasons to have confidence in God. There's a lot in these verses, and some of it I won't touch on. Do read it for yourself as you go. But I'm going to touch on some of it as I come. Here's the first reason for confidence. God helps us in our weakness. Paul says in verse 26, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. It's a wonderful promise. God doesn't wait for us to sort ourselves out. He doesn't wait for us to feel stronger. He meets us in our weakness. And so if you're feeling weak of faith, and I guess we probably have many times when we might feel like this, God meets us in our weakness. Paul goes on to say, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but that very Spirit, the Spirit he gives to us, intercedes through us. So God comes to us and he's in us and he helps us in our weakness. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but you might know what to pray. You know, prayer is an interesting thing, isn't it? Prayer is our heartbeat, but quite often we don't know what to pray. Sometimes we do know what to pray. If there's something going on for somebody, if somebody's unwell, we pray that they get well. There might be those sort of more obvious moments. We want God to change the situation, and so we might pray into that. But there are other times, and maybe these are many, when we might think, I just don't know how to pray. I don't know what to pray. I've prayed before and nothing's happened, and therefore I don't know if I can pray that prayer again. How do I pray? Paul tells us here that God will help us as we pray. That he comes to us in our weakness. He gives us words. He gives us thoughts. He strengthens us. So we lean towards him, even when we haven't got those words. People often say to me, you haven't seen me in church for a long time because it's been hard. And I say, that's the time to come. Please come, because we might be able to help, because we can stand with you. And it's a bit like that with God. When I get myself sorted out, I'll come back to you. come to him now, because he will strengthen you and help you in your weakness. When you don't know what to say, he'll help you with what you do say. So we're to come knowing that the Spirit will intercede for us, in us. So God will give us the words. So bring your struggles to God. Don't hold them back. Your questions, your silence. He's not looking for perfect prayers. He's looking for honest prayers. And we come as honest people to this God. So God helps us in our weakness. Here's the second thing that I wanted to say as a reason for confidence. God is working even when we cannot see it. And I guess we all might say that, you know, I don't know where God is. He is working even when we can't see it. That's what these verses will tell us. Verse 28, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. We know, we are lovers of God, and we know that he is good. We know that he wants good. We know that we can trust him. So we know, Paul says. Christian confidence is not wishful thinking, it's based on truth. It rests on the character of God. Notice, and it's important that we note this bit, that Paul isn't saying that everything that happens is good, but God can work good out of all things. You know, if you're sick, it's not good. If you feel betrayed, it's not good. If you're frightened and worried about something, it's not good. If you're ill, it's not good. These things are not good, but God, in those things and through those things, works for good. And that's the God that we can have confidence in. Lord, even though I'm going through hard times and I don't understand hard times, these hard times, may you work them for good. This verse is one that gives me great confidence in the midst of feeling completely paralysed at times. We've been asked as a church to pray. Our daughter Sarah lives in Inverness, and one of the pastors of a local church there has a two-year-old son called Caleb, and he has this serious brain illness and looks like he's going to die very quickly. He's just 2 years old. And they've asked for people everywhere to pray for little Caleb as you come. And in the moment, in that moment, you think, what do I say? The Spirit intercedes for us. How can anything good? Well, we pray for healing, and it will be amazing. We pray for that today, that God would heal that little boy and that he will survive. Wouldn't that be amazing that he survives? May we be offering prayers right now. Lord, may you hear our prayers, the prayer of people throughout the lands who are praying for this little life. But then you say, God, I don't understand. I don't understand what's happening. But somehow, God, work good. Maybe the good is that everybody everywhere is praying, because we believe in prayer. We believe that things can change, because we know that we have a God in heaven who loves us and is able to be able to do more than we could ask or imagine. And so we come in that moment. Maybe when we pray, we don't believe anything's ever going to happen. May that change for us as we come. Things will happen. Pray for Caleb. Pray for the family. And pray that God will show you good things, even in the face of things that have been really tough. Maybe you've gone through a very sad moment, but God somehow put somebody alongside you who has helped you, and you go, God, thank you that you've worked some good into this situation. We know in all things God works for the good of those who love him. He is working for your good. Look for that good. He can take the broken pieces of our lives, and he can weave them together in ways that we don't understand, that are part of his greater story. We often mention, I know it's mentioned before, but you know that picture of the tapestry where on one side you've got all the threads and chaos and It looks out of control. But on the other side, you could see the pattern, the way it was meant to be. Our lives sometimes look like threads going all over the place, and it looks chaotic. But on the other side, God is working good in our lives and the lives of others. We may not understand some things, but we can trust God through those things as we experience them. So remember, God, we can have confidence in God because he's always at work, even when we can't see it. And we can have confidence in God because we know that he's there. He helps us in our weakness. Here's my last one, and then I'll finish. Thirdly, we can have confidence in God because nothing can separate us from his love for us. So Paul reaches the great climax of the passage in verse 31. If God is for us, who can be against us? Paul knew suffering, he knew rejection, he knew hardship, but he also knew that nothing could overcome God's purposes. And as he knows that, he points to the cross. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. Verse 32, the cross. He points us to the cross. The cross is the proof of God's love for us. When we doubt whether God loves us, look to the cross. Look to Jesus. God has already given his greatest gift to us and for us. Then Paul asks in verse 35, who will separate us from the love of Christ? And his answer, and this answer is so important, no matter what we're feeling, no matter how lost we are, however strong we are, remember this, nothing can separate you from God's love. There's nowhere you can go that he isn't. There's nowhere, whenever we've turned away from him, he never turns away from us. There's no trouble, no hardship, no persecution, no danger, no death, no life. Not the present, not the future. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I was trying to picture this in my mind, and I had a picture of a busy road and a child crossing, holding the parent's hand, and thinking about a child's safety. And a child's safety doesn't depend on the strength of their grip, does it? As they're walking across the road, their grip may loosen. The safety of a child depends on the parent's grip. And that's the hope of the Christian life, isn't it? We can hold on to God's hand ourselves. But sometimes our grip might loosen. But we're reminded that God will never let go of our hands. We can trust him, as we know instinctively as parents, we must be trusted too. So let me finish by asking, how can we live out Romans 8? See, Paul didn't write these to be just nice words that we go, well, that's interesting. But it's to encourage us to stay close to him, to walk with confidence in him, even when we don't understand. He wrote the words that our lives would be transformed in him. So when you or I do not know how to pray, remember the Spirit helps us. When life does not make sense, remember God is still working. When fear tells you that you are alone, remember the cross. Nothing in life or death, nothing present or future, nothing in all creation can separate you and I from this God who loves us. So may we be people who pray with confidence today. Lord, may I see you at work in my life today. Help me to overcome my fears today. Help me to pray in faith today. Help me to trust you today. May we become people who trust God more deeply because we know that he is always at work, that he never lets go of us. And may we live with courage because the Son has made a way for us to live now and forever with God inside of us. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for these words from Romans 8. And there's so much more and so much we can say from them. But we know that you speak into the struggles of life. Jesus came to die on a cross because of the struggles of life. He overcame sin and death and every struggle upon that cross. And as we trust in him, that victory is our victory, even though we still have to go through many of those struggles. May the victory of Jesus be ours today. May we feel more confident today as we lean towards you. So Lord, for whatever we're thinking of in our life, may you give us a sign of your goodness today as you help us through. In the name of Jesus, amen.